on the Mountain of Rock, Q94. It is a beautiful, beautiful morning out there. Of course, we had an abundance of rain. Some got more than others, but we're not going to worry about rain for a few days anyway. And we'll talk more about the weather forecast here in just a bit. Right now, it's time for your weekly Lake Norfolk Fishing Report as we head on down to the Bayou Resort in Camellia, Arkansas. Gary Faraci, how we doing?
Good morning, Gary. We're doing well on this beautiful 65-degree thirsty Thursday morning. It is absolutely, for being in the middle of July, this is beautiful.
Oh, yeah. It is. It's fantastic. I mean, this is much better. A lot of rain, a lot of water. That's kind of, for fishermen, that kind of puts things a little, for a day or so, for a few hours, it kind of puts things in a funk. But, when usually everything settles in, it gets really good.
Yeah, and it should. It's just going to do, I'm sure with all the runoff we're going to get the next week here, there's going to be a lot of floating debris out there. Some areas around the lake got hit pretty hard, some not so bad, some areas were just devastated. But, I think if you're just careful when you're out there, I know we're sitting at lake level at 561 and 0.2 or somewhere right around there, mm-hmm. which is not too bad yet.
Yep.
But it could be getting worse here.
Oh, yeah. Yes, for sure. But leading up to that, let's start with the crappie bite. How was that?
It's been good. Up until the rain we had yesterday morning, guys were reporting to me that they've been doing very well. A few limits, a lot of guys would get 8-10. Live bait's been working really well. Some colors out of the jigs have been okay, but they've been doing well. Over brush piles, it's been working really well. So crappie's been a good bite, and so is the brim, the bluegill. Been fantastic. I've seen guys with buckets full.
Oh, I know it. I've been seeing a lot of catfish.
Yep, and it starts with a lot of guys will catch the small bluegill and use that for their trout lines, their jugs, and some guys like to rod and reel fish for catfish. Mm-hmm. And that's fun too.
Mm-hmm. What are you hearing on the bass? How's that going?
The bass has slowed a little bit. The guys I've talked to, they've been catching some, but they've been smaller. They lowered the limit to 13 inches on it. Mm-hmm. It's been a mixed bag this past week on the bass. I've had a couple guys that have done really well. Mm-hmm. Some guys still shooting topwater late in the evening.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right before dusk and that, from 6:30 to 8 o'clock, 8:30 in there and stuff on topwater. Mm-hmm. And been doing really well.
Black spinnerbait at night has been fantastic. Fantastic. Late nights, but now the stripers too, been seeing a lot of striper bites.
I know they're going deeper this time of year because of the water temperature and stuff, but same thing. I keep hearing and I keep seeing guys that doing well with stripers and getting some really nice, good-sized ones too. And the hybrids, I know they're going deeper and headed down towards the dam and stuff, but there's some guys that are doing really well with it.
What about drunk blonde mermaids?
Well, you know what? I just happened to be out on the lake the other night. Mm-hmm. And it was just as it was getting dark, and I swear, I saw a mermaid out there.
Right on.
Diane said I may have been drinking too much, but I saw a mermaid out there. Maybe I was dreaming. Maybe I don't know, but
I'm telling you, the mermaids—they're on Norfolk. They're out there. They like to hang out around the Bayou Resort, and that's they just there's something about that mermaids in the bayou and beer.
Yeah. Well, I know you can't see them just if you hang out at the boat dock. You got to get out in the water.
Yes. Yes. And they like to wear bikinis tops, you know. That's the thing. I always thought they used shells, but I guess there's just not enough big enough clams.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know. I mean, you know, there's some mermaids that may need little bitty clams. I don't know. I mean,
but it sure is fun looking for them.
Yeah, it is. It is. And so, are you full this weekend?
We are, Gary. We are full this weekend.
Well, we're gonna have to have a mermaid search party, you know.
I think so. I mean, it can't hurt, that's for sure.
Yes, you know, mermaids are sassy too. I mean, you gotta be careful with a mermaid.
We'll keep looking.
All right, Gary. Hey, we appreciate you. For folks that want to know some more, how can they find you and get a hold of you?
Hey, Gary, they can always give us a shout at 870-467-5277. Our Facebook page, take a look at some of the pictures on there, drop us a line, leave us a comment on there, and then, as always, our website, thebayouresort.com. Or if you're in the area, stop in and say hi.
Right on. Hey, we appreciate you, Gary, and we'll talk with you next week.
Sounds good, Gary. Stay dry.
All right, that's Gary Faraci with the weekly Lake Norfolk Fishing Report from the Bayou Resort. Your 7 o'clock hour of rock and roll is brought to you by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply.